we were in the Kleistron business at that time, and once we started to get the magnetron starting to look as though it's going to make something, then there was obviously an enormous amount of things to do. First of all, there has to be sort of things like how do we display this, and what sort of aerial would be. So the jobs really were sort of split up a bit, and my task was still to make things that, as a red boy, and help people to get what they were trying to achieve, whether it was on the aerial or whether it was on the and so forth. So I spent, I should think, most of my time in modifying what had been around in terms of breadboard jobs and other things like that.